Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Good evening and welcome to the History of Alchemy podcast. My name is Travis Dow.
And I'm Pete Coleman from the Bohemican podcast.
Today we're going to talk about Johann Friedrich Böttger, also sometimes spelled Böttger or Böttger. He was born in 1682 and died in 1719. He was a German alchemist. He was born in Schleitz, close to the Czech Republic, actually. And he died in Dresden and is normally credited with being the first European to discover the secret of the creation of porcelain in 1708. Now, again, the first in Europe, because in China, this obviously happened somewhere around 200 BC. There's a couple other claims, to be fair. There's an English manufacturer. There's also Böttger's kind of lab partner slash employee kind of partner, whatever, or business partner, maybe. His name was Ehrenfried Walter von Tschirnhaus. Now, again, the original porcelain kind of dates back to 200 BC in China, and 1,000 years later, the production of translucent porcelain succeeded in China, and Chinese porcelain became known in Europe through trade, and it was a high-ticket item.
Absolutely. It was envied around the world.
Yeah, its composition and method of manufacture was a complete mystery to Europeans. Porcelain was valued as equal to silver and gold, and sometimes even referred to as white gold. So this is definitely something that alchemists were interested in. In fact, many people are interested in, because they knew it was, manufactured in China. They just had no idea how it was done. So in some ways, this was kind of seen as a lower hanging fruit to tackle. But in any case, the Meissen factory, which was established in 1710, was the first to produce porcelain in Europe in large quantities. Since the recipe was kept a secret by Böttger for his company, experiments still continued elsewhere throughout Europe. So he was the first to discover it. He wasn't the last, because other people were still going at it.
Well, you know, if I could also mention this too, at Mount Vernon, George Washington's house, he has a room that was decorated in Chinese motif. And he was given can be seen today, several porcelain pitchers and dishes from China. So it was a very valued item.
Oh, yeah.
In colonial days and in the early American Republic. So if you can get the idea that the rest of the world, this people were clamoring for these porcelain objects.
Around 1700, as an apprentice chemist with the pharmacist Zorn in Berlin, Böttger locked himself up to discover in private, the Altinktur, or Goldmacher-Tinktur, basically means like universal tincture or the gold maker's tincture. And this was an alchemist's kind of secret substance with which supposedly any disease could be cured and base metals converted into gold. So it sounds like the elixir of life or the philosopher's stone, right? Yeah, during this time, he had contacts to other kind of learned folks like Johannes Kunkel, the adept Lascaris, who kind of strengthened his desire to find the Philosopher's Stone. Now, his mentor during this time was kind of skeptical about these alchemist experiments, but to convince his mentor, he actually, in 1701, in a public demonstration, supposedly, he changed silver coins into golden ones. So it just kind of laid to rest any doubts that anybody had about his abilities as an alchemist.
His reputation grew very quickly, and Frederick I of Prussia, August II the Strong, the Elector of Saxony and King of Poland, even put bounties on his head to get him in their control.
Yeah, so not like bounties to kill him.
No, but to obtain him. August went out and had him brought to Dresden.
Mm-hmm.
So August the Strong, if you've been to Dresden, is the main king. You'll see. Actually, you know what? You will see a golden a statue of him across the river in Dresden on a horse. And, I mean, it's bright fake gold, but I mean, it's bright.
So yeah, his activities obviously did not stay secret for long, and he was soon regarded as an adept in alchemy. And so basically, August had him taken into quote unquote protective custody, but Böttger escaped, but was then later recaptured and taken back to Dresden. So that was the monarch of Saxony, right?
Right.
August.
August
and
is strong.
So August was always short of money, and so he demanded that Bertka produce the so-called, well, the Goldmacher tinctur, which is kind of the philosopher's stone in liquid form, okay? And in order to convert base metals into gold. We've seen this before. This is kind of a
recurring
theme.
Yeah. In 1704, von Tschirnhaus was ordered to oversee the gold maker, presumably in involving Böttger in his experiments. He spared him the fate that overtook the former alchemist adventurers that came before him. Böttger, however, was not interested in this and refused the cooperation until September of 1707. He did not want to be involved with the porcelain, which he thought was von Tschirnhaus's business. Only when ordered by the king did Böttger start to cooperate at this point.
In December of that year, in 1707, the king went to the new laboratory that had been furnished for von Tschirnhaus in what is today Brühlsche Terrasse, which is actually a famous landmark in Dresden. Under von Tschirnhaus' supervision and with the assistance of miners and metal workers from Freiburg, experiments with different clays continued. Substantial progress was achieved in 1708 when two shipments of minerals proved to be suitable, a sample of kaolin from Schneeberg and alabaster as flux material. August the Strong appointed von Tschirnhaus to Privy Council and Director of Manufacture, which was still to be set up. He decreed that von Tschirnhaus was to be paid exactly 2,561 thaler. That's an oddly precise salary, if you ask me. And von Tschirnhaus asked to earn this title only after the production had been started.
Böttger, in March 28th of 1709, notified the king about the invention of porcelain. Böttger became the head of the first porcelain manufacturer in Europe.
In 1719, the arcanist Samuel Stölzel escaped from Meissen to Vienna and betrayed the secret of porcelain production.
Kind of like the Rosenbergs did with nuclear secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
But for porcelain.
Sure. On the 19th of April, 1714, Böttger was released from his continuous captivity. To safeguard the secret of the porcelain manufacture, he was still tied to Saxony, so he couldn't leave. Yeah, and around this time, August the Strong tried to convince Böttger to continue the work of on the Philosopher's Stone. And on the 13th of March, 1719, Böttger died as a result of his experiments because of the poisonous substances in the experiments of his alchemy. And he died in Dresden and was buried in the Johannes Church courtyard. His grave is no longer there, though.
Probably because of the subsequent bombing after World War II.
Could have been the bombing.
And
been,
the rebuilding of the entire city of Dresden.
That's actually a pretty good guess.
I would imagine a lot was lost.
The story of Johann Friedrich Böttger is a topic of Gustav Meyrink's Goldmachergeschichten, or Goldmaker Stories, and his name is changed to Johann Friedrich Bötticher, which is an alternate spelling. Remember Gustav Meyrink? He wrote The Golem?
Yes.
He also wrote one of the creation myths of Prague.
Right.
And thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to consider purchasing the Alchemy booklet from Amazon.com. It's only 99 cents. And if you want, it helps us out with server costs.
Highly recommend it.
And it's also an excellent read. Which is why you should give it 5 stars.
It's 20 pages. It won't take you too long.
It's I'm not a good typer. Thank you very much.
Take care.
You've been listening to the History of Alchemy podcast with Travis Dow and Pete Coleman. For more information about this episode, other episodes, and other information about alchemy, alchemists, and related subjects, visit historyofalchemy.com. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, review, and don't forget to rate us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your comments, ideas, and corrections to podcast@historyofalchemy.com or get in touch via Facebook on the History of Alchemy podcast page or Twitter @AlchemyPodcast. Tune in to our sister podcast all about the Czech Republic, Bohemicon, which is also available on iTunes or on bohemicon.com. Until next time on the History of Alchemy podcast, thank you for listening.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.